We present today's words of wisdom, enlightenment, the way to get out of the life and death cycle, in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulasis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Turkish, Thai, Indonesian, Russian, Spanish, and Urdu. Malaysia ialah sebuah negara yang indah dan dikurniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang diliputi hutan tebal, banyak kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah terdapat banyak pencakar langit yang dikelilingi rumah papan berkaki. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya dan pulau yang indah ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Agama rasmi negara ini ialah Islam. Namun dalam masyarakat majmuk ini, perlembagaan menjamin kebebasan beragama. Agama utama ialah Islam, Buddha, Kristian dan Hindu. Syamanisme dianuti di Malaysia Barat. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya orang Melayu, diikuti orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya yang dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Budaya yang pelbagai telah menjadikan Malaysia tempat pelbagai perayaan diraikan. Warisan masyarakat majmuk Malaysia boleh dilihat menerusi muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang mulia berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi Anugerah Kedamaian Gusi bagi Hal Ehwal Keagamaan dan Kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Mahathir Mohamad telah dicalonkan bagi Anugerah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Sebagai seorang ahli kemanusiaan, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah hulurkan bantuan kepada rakyat Malaysia semasa berlaku bencana. Sebagai contoh, pada 1995, menerusi teladan dan bimbingan penuh belas kasihan beliau, Ahli Persatuan kami telah melawat ke rumah Cheshire in Pulau Pinang dan membawa keriangan dengan mengadakan jamuan bagi mereka yang cacat. Semasa jualan amal bagi kanak-kanak Buddha diadakan pada tahun-tahun yang sama di Pulau Pinang, Ahli Persatuan kami telah berikan sumbangan dengan bekalkan makanan vegetarian, minuman dan sesi nyanyi bersama karaoke. Di Kuala Lumpur, Ahli Persatuan kami mendermakan pakaian kepada mangsa kebakaran di Gombak Sejurus mengetahui keperluan mereka. Ahli Persatuan kami juga membekalkan snack vegetarian, makanan dan minuman pada hari cuti umum untuk penduduk setempat. Semasa dua kebakaran besar berlaku di Pulau Pinang pada 22 Julai 2000 dan sekali lagi pada 9 Ogos 2000, Mahaguru Ching Hai dengan serta-merta menghantar Ahli Persatuan untuk membantu mangsa kebakaran. Pek berisi buah-buahan, tepung susu serta barangan keperluan lain telah diagihkan. Selepas kebakaran kedua, kejutan kecil telah diberikan kepada mangsa termasuk kipas dan aiskrim. Rakyat Malaysia benar-benar bertakwa dan disebabkan kegairahan mencari pedoman kerohanian, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah terima undangan ikhlas mereka dan melawat ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang silakan mengikuti syarahan yang penuh dengan kearifan oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Memperoleh Hidayah, Cara Bebas Daripada Kitaran Hidup dan Mati, disampaikan pada 4 Jun 1993 di Malaysia. In order to know ourselves, we should find a way to discover our own treasure, our own wisdom, not just follow the ritual, the tradition of a religion. That would not be enough.
我们为了要找到自己真正内在的力量，自己真正的本性，我们不需要因为我们不需要去崇拜任何的宗教，这个是并不需要的。
嗯，我没这样说，我说如果你跟着一个宗教，然后跟随那种什么仪式或是那些宗教的传统，我说这个不够，不足够，乱讲话。哦，难怪很多人就说我怎么样怎么样，都是因为他们翻译不对。好了，很麻烦，我们语言都不够。所以 therefore the language in this world never sufficient to describe the heavenly inside ourselves. The true heaven, the true wisdom is to be transmitted in silence and without language.
所以在这个世间的语言，没有一切语言能够表达出我们这个内在的力量，
内在的天国了，
内在的天国，
内在的智慧等等。 OK, 好。 That's why when during the initiation or the transmission, we don't talk.
所以在我们在师父传法跟传音的时候是不需要语言的，不需要任何的语言。
Therefore, no mistake.
所以并没有错误。
That's why all the disciples will get enlightenment.
所以全部的信徒都能会得到开悟。
And immediately.
而且即刻的开悟。
Or except those who sleep or who just think of money at that time, then I cannot help them.
除了那些在开悟的时候，在打瞌睡的时候，还在想做金钱的人，就很难讲了。
But most of the time, the master power will even rise them up and give them enlightenment experience.
但是在大多数的时候，师父的力量都能够给他们得到开悟，都能够将他们的等级提升。
This kind of method.It's not described in any books at all.
这个方法并没有在任何书本上提及。
Because the transmission must be done from mind to mind, and from heart to heart, from spiritual standpoint, and not with language or with any action. So in order to find our real selves, many peopledo different kind of practice, different kind of meditation, different kind of penance.
So, really, 我们要找到自己的真正本性，很多人就做了很多，就参加了很多各种不同的打坐的方法。
But the best way, the quickest way, is to go through somebody who already have this experience, so they can show us quickly.
但是最快最好的方法就是要由一位已经开悟的名师来教导我们，由他来传法给我们是最快的。
It's just like everything in this world, if somebody has already experienced in some field, and that person teach us, it would be faster and safer.
就好像在这个世界上的每一件事，假如我们能够跟一位已经懂得那件事的名师来学习那件事情，是最快、最安全、最好的。
我说人啊，没说名师啊，然后他们认为我是名师，麻烦。In this world, when we discover something new or we have some new invention.We normally offer it to mankind at large.
在这个世界上，当我们发明了一些新的东西、新的科技，我们每次都拿来贡献给人类。
Yeah, the same thing with enlightenment. Therefore, since ancient time, The enlightened person normally would offer his discovery, his experience to the people of his generation.
同样的，在开悟这件事来讲，一位大开悟的名师，他会尽量将他所知道的一切来告诉、传法给那个时当代他要跟他学习的人。
我没说名师啊，我说如果一个人他有开悟的，他会把他自己的经验、他的功德而贡献给他同样的那个时代的人。嗯，我讲话很谦卑啊，你怎么弄？你是说名师干什么？OK， 因为一位名师也是一个人，懂吗？他就发现他自己比较更多的能力而已。嗯 ，An enlightened person is also a person， yeah， and then that person has discovered some super quality which is inherent in himself and herself。As well as in every other brothers and sisters.
一个他开悟的人也是一个普通的人，只不过他发现他具备了一些比较超世界的力量。
Therefore, an enlightened person is also include a person, but he has more ability, understand, more ability, more understanding.
所以一个大开悟的人其实他也是一个普通人，只是他比普通的人具备了比较超世界的这个力量。
Therefore, sometimes we expect an enlightened master must be like this, like that, like other. Maybe the nose should grow on top of the head or something like that.
所以有时我们会自以为说一个大开悟的人他应该跟普通的人比较不一样，他有时应该是拿他的鼻子伸在他的额头上。
Therefore, when we see an enlightened master, we sometimes feel surprised. Oh, she looks like me. Oh, he looks just like my father. Something like that, yeah.
So, 有时候当我们看到一位大开悟的人，我们会很惊奇，奇怪啊，他就像我或者像我的父亲一样。
But we forget that even in the mundane affairs, everything is like that.
其实在世界上这一切的东西都是一样这样的。
Just like, for example, a medical doctor.
举例来说，在那些医生来讲
yes, he looks like your brother perhaps.
他就像我们的兄弟姐妹一样。
But his ability as a doctor, yeah, our brother doesn't have.
但是他在医学这上面的力量并不是我的哥哥所具有的。
Because our brother did not learn medical medicine. Had not studied medicine.
因为我的哥哥并没有学习学医。
But if he study, then both will be the same.
但是假如我的哥哥有学医的话，他就会跟那位名跟那位医生一样。
Now a doctor just look like every other people, but he has different ability because he has learned.
一位医生就是跟其他的人一样，只不过他有学医，所以他有那方面的能力。
So we respect him.
所以我们尊敬他。
And we come to him to help when we have problem with disease or we are uncomfortable somewhere physically.
当我们不舒服的时候，身体上有不舒服的时候，或者我们有疾病的时候，我们就会去找他。
So an enlightened person is similar like that.
所以一位大开悟的人也是一样。
That person has studied spiritual field and has mastered this spiritual understanding.
一位大开悟的人他已经得到这个修行上最大的力量，所以他知道修行上一切的事情。
他对这些方面有体验有经验吗？So if we have some kind of spiritual discomfort, then we will go to that spiritually experienced enlightened person for help to ease our spiritual problem to ease our mind. So that's the reason why we are here. In case you need any immediate healing for your thirst for spiritual knowledge.
所以这个就是我今晚来这边的主题。假如你们认为要得到精神上的一切答案，我会告诉你们。
Because this knowledge is a common good of mankind, not my property.
因为这个力量是全世界人类应该所享有的，并不是我私人的财产。
So anyone who is interested to claim his spiritual inheritance is welcome.
所以假如任何人觉得需要得到精神上这方面的问题的解决，这个寻求我可以给到你们答案。
我说如果你们想再得到自己精神的财产，那你们欢迎来，我就告诉你们怎么在哪。因为这个是你们的嘛，我没有说我会给你们什么，我就告诉你们怎么再拿回来自己的精神的财产而已。These things are yours also, therefore there's nothing to really teach you, just show you how to reclaim it, to rediscover it, because you have the greatness within you.
因为你自己本身就具有这个大力量，我只是告诉你们怎样得回这个大的力量，怎么样去发现这个你自己内在的力量。
Otherwise, we just live our life day after day, and then we work, we earn money, we eat, we sleep, we make children, and then we die. Our life seems meaningless and is a waste.
我们就觉得我们的生活没有意义，是一种浪费，因为我们每天只懂得吃饭吃喝玩乐赚钱休息，觉得生活没有意义。
If we want to truly discover the meaning of life and why we come to this world and why we have become human and whyWe have to be born and we have to die, etc. All these great questions, if we want to have the answers, then enlightenment is the only way.
假如我们要解答一切人生的问题，为什么我们会来到这个世界上，会成为这个世界上人类，还有生命的一切宇宙的奥秘，你只有靠这个开悟才能得到这些答案的解决。
So, I think you will have many questions for me, and then I will explain further. So I will stop here, and thank you for your loving attention.
我相信你们听众之中有很多问题要我的解答，所以我这个讲经就暂时停止听你们的对我的问答。Do you love your student equally and the same regardless of their levels of attainment? Will master take care of your students even if they do not practice well?
Well, that's my business. Why you worry about my business? That means you want to come and then you already prepare not to practice well and you want to get an assurance from me, right? You should not come with this attitude. You should come with a very determined mind to do your best, yeah? Not always to expect, but to offer, yeah? Because this business is for your own sake, yeah? Of course, I love all my students equally.If that's what you want to know. But that's my business. And your business is to do your best in order to get the best out of yourself, not for my love. Even if I love you and you're lousy and your level is low, what's good for you? You are important. Understand? What you get is important for you. Whether I love you or not. Understand?
我说如果你们努力修行的话，对你们才好，不管师父爱不爱你们，懂不懂？因为你们努力修行，你们得到自己最大的能力，那个对你们才好，不是问师父师父爱不爱你们的。我爱不爱你们，这个你们等级还是一样，听懂吗？比方说我很爱你们，不过你们不努力修行，你们等级还在那边，对你们不好，所以你们做事是对你们好啊，师父还是爱你们一样，不过努力才是你们的本分。
如果前世诽谤师父的人，今世和师父印心，他们还会不会有那种抵抗师父教理的现象？
会会，不过慢慢会改，慢慢会改。所以有一些徒弟或是不徒弟也会还是会诽谤批评师父啊，不过他慢慢要改了，如果不改对他不好，呵呵，如果继续这样就不好了，是吗？是要改。
Can you explain the five different levels of consciousness?
I don't have time now. You can read some of my booklets, yeah? I'll get initiation and I explain better, because we can explain such things in a few minutes. It's to take a little bit longer time. In the lecture at the United Nations, I have explained somehow these five levels of consciousness, so please read it, yeah?
师父都不在这里，我们怎能开悟呢？
一心完以后，你就越来越开悟了。不用我本人那个身体在这里，我们修行是精神修行啊，灵体修行，不是身体修，就要连在一起。我们又不是结婚，要连在一起。我们学精神的修行啊，是不是？The question was that the master is not here, how can we get enlightenment? I say after initiation you will be more and more enlightened each day. We are not to be married to each other, that we have to stick around physically all the time. We practice inside, and the master can help you every day through the space and time, despite the space and time.师父不会被那个空间和时间隔离或是限制啊！一心完以后我们就沟通了，我们又不应该，就不是身体修的问题嘛，是精神啊，我们精神的话都随时都可以沟通。
Where do we go when we die?
Now wait. You be patient, you will know soon enough.
Miracles real?
Yes and no. It's real to the people who receive it, but it's not real to the whole universe, because nothing ever happened, nothing ever changed. Everything is already there.
Is it important to know who created man or mankind?
It's not. It's important to be enlightened. And then that question...will be clear by itself.
Why should humans always want to lengthen their life and scared of death when in this world everybody is suffering, whether physically or mentally, and they have to struggle so hard for life?
Because inherently all of us want to know where we come from. We want enlightenment.That is the true reason for fear of death. They just don't know why they have fear for death, but because they know they have not been enlightened, and their mission in life has not accomplished. Therefore, the enlightened person never fear of death, because he knows he get what he came here to get, and then he go anytime. Only the unenlightened person have fear of death. Enlightened person never ever.
上师不在的时候我们要找谁应心？假如说今晚得不到上师的应心，
如果我在的时候，那你们可以马上应心，就不用准备四书三个月啊。如果我走了以后，你们再想一想还想应心的话，那就要自己经化自己四书三个月以后，我就派徒弟过来 替你们讲一些指示。印心还是师父的，因为师父不需要本人在场才可以替你们印心。
Unity of religion, how is this achieved?
We don't bother. We're not here to unite the religions.In our group, the religions is automatically united because we have a different religious background people. Yeah, like Christian, Buddhist, Hinduism, Sikhism, Islam sometimes. So automatically, through enlightenment, people realize that all religions are one. Otherwise, you try by your all means.People still don't like to be united, so just leave them alone.、
如果我想在家自己修行，该怎么做？什么方法该做？
一心的时候，师父会告诉你怎么做，然后你每天这样做，很简单，连小孩子也可以做的。就像你学会煮饭了以后，你每天这样煮啊，就不用老师都在旁边。
每天拜佛和念经对开悟有帮助吗？
大概没有，所以你还问我这个问题啊。
What is rebirth?
Rebirth means you carry your desires and your tendency into the next incarnation. You're reborn again after you die.
Few years ago, I left home to practice spiritual life, but due to unforeseen circumstances, I came back to lay life. Now I am working, but find life very meaningless. Can you help me?
Get enlightenment. We don't need to run away from home to find a meaningful life.But we should find life meaningful through enlightenment. After enlightenment, we know why we do all these things. Just a give and take of karmic situation. And then, but we know many other things, and we can handle life very well.
What is spiritual world?
After initiation, you know.
Please, teach me how to stopworrying unnecessary.
I can't do that in 5 minutes. It's impossible. You teach yourself. Yeah? I only tell you how to teach yourself, and you do that every day through practice, and that will be gone. Because enlightenment with the light of heaven will shine through all the situations, and then you see things more clearlyin your spiritual power, and then you stop worrying. Yeah? Otherwise, you will always worry. Doesn't matter how much I teach you.
人为什么要结婚？人为什么有这么多烦恼？
你不要结婚也可以啊。这么无聊。结婚也是烦恼其中之一的理由。不过很多人结婚也是很快乐的、人家喜欢结婚就结嘛，这样问干什么呢、
Could Master explain reincarnation and karma?
You see, reincarnation means we still have desire to continue in this material world because we have something that we wish to fulfill.We have something we wish to accomplish. And then we take another birth again. We are born in another physical body. We carry this desired ambition and tendency with us. Only when we have no more desire, no more ambition, then we don't need to be reborn again. So that's what it is. And karma means simply the consequence of every action that we take in this life. That's all. Very easy. Yeah? So we do some good thing, then a good consequence will come. So we do some not very good thing, then not very good consequence will rebound to us. And that's all. Very simple. Karma is just a Sanskrit term for consequence of actions.
What do I have to do if I have already taken another master and have been already initiated by him, though I have not become enlightened yet?
Well, then you should look for another one.
What method of meditation do you follow to feel enlightened?
The one that I will teach you.
开了悟是否还有问题或难题？
会会。开，刚开悟或是开不大的悟，当然还会有一些问题啊。好，越开悟越没有问题。
请问你开悟需要具备些什么条件呢？要怎么样才能接受你的开悟呢？
今天报名就够了。
Please clarify what is enlightenment.
Enlightenment implies light. So during the process of enlightenment, you will see light from within, very bright, sometimes like 1,000 suns, but sometimes a little dimmer. It's according to your level of consciousness, according to your belief in your great self. Then you see the light greater or a little dimmer. And besides that, we will hear the teaching from the highest level of heaven, and that sounds like music. But from inside, we don't use the ears to hear it. We use the wisdom to observe it, and use wisdom eye to see the heavenly light. And also sometimes we can see heavenly mansions and heavenly beings, or we see ascended master like Buddha, Jesus, or other great scientific minds, yeah, other masters.
When a person make a mistake, has realized the mistake, and want to repent, how would this sin be wiped off?
Repent until you don't remember the sin anymore. And then it's wiped off. Otherwise, wash it with water and soap. We don't have any sin, actually. In this world, we have many situations that force us into doing something that's sometimes against our conscience, and that's what we call sin. But if we have enlightenment, this light will clean all the darkness. Doesn't matter how much darkness we had before, once we see the light, all darkness is gone, and all sin will be wiped off in the presence of God. That at the time of enlightenment.
人生怎样才算是有意义？
开悟，开悟才有意义。不开悟的话，吃喝玩乐，然后往生。
Is it possible to lessen one's karma just by chanting your name? Will you fulfill our spiritual and worldly needs by praying to you?
Yes, sometimes. But you should rely on your own power instead of mine. It's better. You'll be more independent instead of depending on me. No doubt you can depend on a spiritual master for blessing in spiritual field as well as material comfort. But it's just like borrowing money, you know. It's not your own. And besides, you have only enough power to sustain yourself and not to help others, whereby if you are enlightened yourself, then later you can help other people to be enlightened also. And you help 5 generations of the deceased person go to heaven, liberated by your enlightened power. That would be even greater purpose. Yeah?
恐惧由何来？
因为你不知道你的伟大的地方。
请讲解此法门之特征 characteristics 和属性。 如何进入？
你看书太多了，嗯。我们这个法门啊，是不能用语言解释那么多，我只能够说，在印心的时候，你们就马上开悟，那个时候你们就进入我们的所谓的法门。因为我们法门就印心的时候不讲话的，这个法门不是用语言去形容。
Why are nations fighting among themselves?
How do I know? I'm not a politician. There are many different motives. Different motives. But the deepest reason is karma. The consequences of our killing, even killing animals, produces war also in the long run.
Please tell us about the Guan Yin Bodhisattva's method to meditate and cultivate to improve ourselves for benefits for all beings.
Guan Yin Bodhisattva practice Guan Yin method, which I will teach you at the time of initiation. All of the enlightened master in the past practice this method.
Terima kasih kerana sertai kami di episod Kata-Kata Hikmah hari ini. Sila bersama esok bagi bahagian ketiga. Memperoleh hidayah, cara bebas daripada kitaran hidup dan mati. Seterusnya, pengembaraan melalui alam estetik hanya di Supreme Master Television. Nikmatilah hari yang indah dan penuh rahmat. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Enlightenment, the way to get out of the life and death cycle. Up next, a journey through aesthetic realms, right here on Supreme Master Television. Have a joyful day filled with an abundance of God's grace.